The undocumented community has been hit with uncertainty and fear during this time of the coronavirus, and in Delaware, community activists have been seeking more government help. In our last segment of our interview with Delaware community advocate Erica Gutierrez, she describes a letter that has been sent to the governor.
Well, the letter is pretty much explaining what is happening, what are the disparities, what are the needs, and how can we solve them. One of them is the relief funding. That is not difficult to do. It can be done to make sure that workplaces are providing the right structure for workers to understand, to be observed, and to be provided with information to go see the doctor so the spread can stop. And the last one is to oversee the funding. How is it going to be distributed? Who's going to make them accountable to make sure that that is proportionate to the needs of the community? It's not that much different from the regular community, but since the undocumented community doesn't qualify for any government relief, we have to figure out how to do it, and we kind of picture that, and we just want him to listen to us and do it with us, because we are part of this state and we want to make things happen.
One of the things I read was that particularly Hispanics who are low income, that they rely upon schools to feed the children. What's the situation with that, and are the food banks stepping in at all?
Well, it's working in some cases, not in others, because parents have to work. And kids kind of go and pick up the lunches at school. So the food bank has been doing a great effort with providing pantry boxes of fruits and goodies for the families that work. The lunches is not very functional for the immigrant community because parents are working. And there is nobody that can go and pick up the food for the kids, the lunches. So it's a really touchy point. But, you know, Latino community, like immigrant communities in general, are survivors. So we know how to make our life work and function, and we do the best of everything with what we can. But for that, we also need understanding and food, especially when there is not additional income, or, you know, most of the immigrant community has two or three jobs as well because the salaries are low, and now they are reduced to one job or extra hours in the job, and the kids are alone at home and they cannot stop working. It can be better. We can work for it to function in a better way, to ask from participation and more volunteers from the Latino community to help as well because of the language barrier and set the points of taking a food. I was calling different numbers of the food bank, for example, and I got everybody speaking to me in English. Hmm. So people that don't speak English get confused. And if they don't have somebody to translate for them, they get lost in the call because they give you numbers to access different places. And when you come to these places, if it is a church, you have to hear the message from the preacher, or if it is another organization, you have to hear the introduction of what they do. And most of the time, you have to leave a message. So if people don't speak English, it's a little difficult for them to literally have access to the resource. They pretty much hang up the phone and say, this is difficult, this is hard, I don't know what to do.
Erica Gutierrez, a community advocate in Delaware for such organizations as the Safe Communities Coalition. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.